new store in the city tomorrow, and I expect you all to be there. The new MacBook, it's like the iBook, but decked in black. And some semi-interesting, semi-boring stuff from E3. Today is Thursday, May 18th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. Apple is opening up a new flagship store in Soho, New York City tomorrow at 6 p.m. There is supposed to be some interesting stuff going on there that night, including prizes, good deals, and maybe a live performance from a recognized band. It is predicted that it could be U2 giving a free performance, or even the Red Hot Chili Peppers promoting their new album. What's interesting about this new store is that it will be open 24/7, and its entrance is covered with a 32-foot-tall glass structure. Another rumor is that Steve Jobs might be showing up. Too bad I won't be able to go. Apple on Tuesday released a MacBook to replace the iBook. The biggest thing is the color change. The highest model comes in black. The MacBook features a 13-inch glossy display, a built-in iSight camera, and a nice Intel Core Duo chip, starting at 1.83 GHz. The starting price, you ask? A cool $1,100, but you can get it on Amazon for $1,000. I went to my nearest Apple store on Tuesday to check one out, and they looked really cool. I did not get to use one, but looking over the guy who was using its shoulder, it seemed fast enough. E3 was last week, and the results were mildly interesting. What is E3, some of you non-cool listeners might ask? Actually, it would probably be those cool listeners who do not know what E3 is. So if you know what E3 is, you're not cool. Anyways, E3 is the big video game conference of the year. There, Microsoft talked about the Xbox 360, Sony about the PS3, and Nintendo about its revolution, which apparently is now called the Wii, spelled W-I-I. Sony announced its price of the new PS3. It will start at $500 and max out at a blazingly hot $600. In my opinion, that's a little high. Microsoft didn't really have much to say, but it did talk about its new live edition for the Xbox 360. Nintendo supposedly stole the show by announcing a new controller for its product, which looks like a remote. Don't ask. And finally for today, a waterproof keyboard. Lenovo, a company in China, now has a keyboard that's completely waterproof. If water is poured on it, there will be no negative effects. In case you did not know what waterproof meant. Schools should definitely consider this type of option to prevent breaking equipment. The one drawback, it is not available in the US yet. Bummer. Think of all the opportunities that are created now with waterproof keyboards. Wait, I can't think of one. And that concludes today's edition of All Things Mac. Sorry about not updating for the past 2 weeks. I took a little vacation. You can email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. If you want, check out my website, allthingsmac.podomatic.com. When you get the time, I ask you to please vote for me on Podcast Alley. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.